Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Herrington deal. Chris Herrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
This is Tirtha Yatra by Tyler Childers from his new album, Snipe Hunter. The first country song, as far as I know, the first country song ever written about spending 2 years reading the Bhagavad Gita and then wanting to go visit India. album of the year.
All right. So it is schedule release day, Chris. How do you feel about the day the schedule releases? And what do you look for first on the schedule?
Well, there's a difference between, you know, what matters to the Grizzlies and to Grizzlies fans and what matters to me.
Yep.
And so it's when I finally get to start roughly planning out my year.
Yep.
I've had my wife for 2 months telling me about when her various work travels are and when it would be good for me to be here or not be here. And I keep saying, let's talk when the schedule comes out. And so I've been saying that for 2 months. Drew's been asking me about like various things. I keep saying, let's talk when the schedule comes out. And so today the schedule will come out and then maybe tomorrow some of those conversations can be had. And so for me, it's, you know, mapping out my year. I'm looking for when, you know, there's only one like known, like, you know, tentpole game, and that's opening night because there's no MLK Day game this year.
Right.
And so I'm really looking for the longer homestands or the longer patches of home games. Like if they play 8 home games out of 10 in a stretch, that kind of stuff. And I'm looking for what, you know, the national TV games, which fits for both, you know, in terms of higher wattage kind of stuff. So I'm looking for all of that. I'm personally looking to see if they'll get 2 games in, you know, in Minnesota against the Wolves this year. They only got 1 last year. I'm sort of interested in when the Chicago and Milwaukee games are, because I could see myself doing those, you know, by car from here if the schedule worked out.
Right. Have you ever seen a game in Milwaukee or Chicago?
I have not. I've actually never been to Milwaukee, even though it's like right there north of Chicago and like close to here. I kind of like to go to Milwaukee, like, you know, had my little Laverne and Shirley tour or whatever. But I've been to Chicago a whole bunch, obviously, but never been to a basketball game there.
Do we know what time? Jeffrey says it normally comes out around when his show begins. Do we have a time?
I want to say, I mean, they did announce it. I want to say it was like, was it like 3:15 Eastern? So it'd be like, you know, 2:15 Central. I think it's something like that.
All right. So, well, let's start with the games that we do know, because we know about the Cup games. They play on Halloween, home against the Lakers. That's an 8:30 tip.
So are we calling Amazon Prime national television?
Jeffrey, you have a ruling on this? And Jeffrey wasn't sure. If it's on Amazon Prime, is that all it's on, Chris? We were trying to figure this out.
Well, no, I that's a good question. I assume there will be, like, the Pete and Brad broadcast of that, but because they tended to do some of the games that were national TV, but not necessarily all of them. This is an interesting thing, because in the past, my personal ruling was NBA TV did not count as national TV.
Right.
But TNT, ESPN, ABC did, and that was the line. And now the line's getting blurry. So what are we calling national television?
I am counting it as national TV because it is part of the new television package. So, like, NBA TV was not really a part of the TV package that they sold right. for, like, the league. But I agree with you.
We went over this a little bit yesterday after you left the show. There are going to be games on Amazon Prime, Jeffrey. Where else are the games going to be? Explain this. Let's go through them.
So, obviously, the local broadcasts are FanDuel Sports and the FanDuel Sports app. Then you will have ESPN, Peacock, NBC, Amazon, and then I guess technically ABC. But if you have
So what do you think about Peacock? What's your ruling on Peacock and Amazon? What's your inclination, Chris? I don't think those sound very national to me.
Well, it's not national television. It's like, you know, national streaming or whatever services. And so, this is our whole world, right? For a lot of people, Netflix is television now, right. You know? But I don't think for a lot of people, Peacock is television necessarily. Like we had Peacock for a while. My wife got it for something she was watching. I don't know what it was. I started watching Homicide, Life on the Streets. But then she got finished with whatever she was watching before I was done with that. And we just got rid of it, you know, because we have too many services or whatever. We've got Amazon Prime because, like, you know, women be shopping, I can say, because my wife is not listening to the show. And you just get Amazon Prime along with that. And so I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, more people have Amazon Prime than have Peacock would be my guess.
Well, I mean, of course, national TV used to signify big spotlight, big stage, right? That's what it meant. And who knows?
Everyone just turns on their television and flips the channel, whatever, and watches the game. Right.
And so who knows what that even is anymore? Anyway, So that's a 8:30 tip on Halloween, a Friday night, October 31st against...
I mean, that's a high-profile game in every way. Whether you call it national TV or not, it's not just local broadcast. And it's Halloween night, and it's Friday night, and it's the Lakers and the whole shebang.
Right. Based on the story that I've seen from April, Netflix is obviously the biggest... subscription service. Prime is second with 200 million. Disney Plus is third. Peacock comes in at eighth.
With how many million?
41 million.
Okay, so there's that one. High-profile game in every way. Then you've got a November 7th home game against Dallas. And then, right. Which is kind of unfortunate, the next two Cup games sandwich Thanksgiving, which means you won't have a Thanksgiving... You know, people come home for whatever Thanksgiving break on either the November 26th, which is the day before Thanksgiving, or the November 28th, which is the after Thanksgiving, because you're playing at New Orleans and at the Clippers.
Yeah, and that'll impact me because when we think about our family stuff, like when are we coming down to visit family, or we're doing it at Thanksgiving or doing it at Christmas, and like, you know, if those two games were home, that might be like we're all just going to go to Memphis for Thanksgiving kind of thing. And now I don't know. We might still, but it's, you know, it doesn't help in that regard.
Yeah, one of the points I was making is between and whatever. I think they, when the NBA asks you to go to Berlin and London, you go. But in the end, you're going to lose the MLK game. You're going to lose the Desmond Bain return game. And these two Thanksgiving, you know, a game around on either side of Thanksgiving usually does extraordinarily well. Too, just in terms of...
And you're going to have, and I don't know whether this impacts local attendance, it probably doesn't, but you're going to have fewer just national TV games generally, I think.
Right.
Certainly the indicators are, you know, and, you know, when they put up all those Cup games and the ones that are on the various streamers or whatever, there was like three or four Lakers games and three or four Warriors, and there was one Grizzlies game on that slate that's against the Lakers.
So what interests me... Beyond all of the things, you get to see some of the shape that your life will take and all of that. Much more relevant for you than for me, given that I don't cover them as much anymore. But it's the start, right? I don't know why the start feels important. It feels like it's important every year. The start feels important.
Well, here's the...
But this year may be more. Go ahead.
It cuts both ways, though, right? Because last year the start was kind of a mirage, right? Because the schedule was easy early on, and then it got harder. And that sort of gave a false sense of things. I think what you're implying, which is accurate, is that the team, you never know what's going to happen. But based on what we already know, it seems like the team is likely to get better over the course of the season, not worse, because of the injury issues with Jaren Jackson and particularly Zach Edey. Because, you know, Cedric Howard's going to be good next year. He'll probably be better midseason than he will be in October. You know, some of that kind of stuff. You get a new coach, and maybe they'll settle in. So the team seems like it's set up to get better. And so if the schedule is really hard early on when they're at their worst, is that going to put them in a hole they can't get out of? I mean, I think that's a reasonable concern to have.
Yeah, you want to limit the damage early. But then also, I do think, and maybe this doesn't matter, it's just perception. But, you know, to the extent that the fan base, well, the fan base just consumed was a collapse at the end of the season and then a sweep at the hands of Oklahoma City and a game at the end where the people didn't even show up for the last game. And then they hired a coach who people were on the fence about. Like, what? I don't think David Fizdale didn't work out, but he came in with some excitement about the David Fizdale hire. Isolo is coming in with some, well, we'll see how this goes. You sure, you know, I think is my general perception of the fan base. And I don't know what the locker room is.
Yeah, I think the people who have had the benefit of interacting with Isolo, this is sort of unlike Fizdale, honestly, I have a pretty high opinion of him.
I agree completely.
But I think the fan base from a distance is sort of has less reason necessarily to be excited. It's sort of the inverse in that way.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. So you get off to a 2-8 start, and I think it starts to get a little rough early. But
right.
So we'll see. Who knows? Of course, the other way to look at it is that they really have an excuse for getting off to a rougher start if they're this year. I told Jeffrey, I said, I'll give you, again, not knowing who they're playing, I'll give you 5-5 for the first 10 games. And he took it.
Yeah, I'll take that. Because that is a platform that you can – you can get wherever you want to go for the most part. You can't get, you know, first in the West probably, but you're not going to do that anyway. But generally speaking, any reasonable hope you have, you can get there from a 5-5 start.
So beyond the Lakers and the Warriors, what's the third most compelling team that will come in here?
I wonder about the Spurs. I think the Wemby-Ja stuff has obviously been super fun in multiple games. I think the Wemby Edey stuff, if it's later in the season when Edey's back, like the two tallest dudes in the league, pretty much. And I think the Spurs in general, that's a rising team in your division you're competing with. Again, it's the Spurs, so it's not like, you know, big name brand stuff. But, like, you know, I think there's a lot of stuff there with that one. That's my first thought.
How much of the Houston had some juice last year. Is that
Dylan now you add Durant related? To the mix.
And you've lose Durant. You get Durant, but you lose Dylan.
You lose Dylan. But I think we've been through that now. Like, you know, so the Dylan homecoming thing, the Dylan homecoming was amazing for Dylan. That, like, one end off the court, Dylan. That was an absolute spectacle. But you're not going to repeat that anymore. And so, like, then they're done that. But, Houston's pretty good. But I don't know. The Spurs thing, just I think there's a lot of stuff there already with that one. I kind of like that.
All right. So the nice thing is we'll have the actual schedule will drop today and then we'll have the schedule to talk about tomorrow. But one other thing I wanted to go over with you, and that is Sam Vecenie did a redraft of last year's draft.
Yep.
And it's, as he said, it's an absurd concept because at this point, 5 years in, you're drafting for what they've become. Here, you're still drafting in a redraft.
It's mid-August. We should redraft some random draft every day.
Right. So they're redrafting so you're still drafting for what they might become as opposed to potential and upside. How do you balance Reed Sheppard versus Jalen Wells, right? I mean, one is a much higher upside. And so, I don't know, have you seen this piece already?
I did. I didn't read it word for word, but I did glance through it this morning. Yeah.
All right. So he's got. I'll just go through up to tell the people up to where the Grizzlies pop in there. It's Stephon Castle at one, Risa Shea at two, Jared McCain at three, Reed Sheppard at four, Donovan Klingon at five, Bouzelis at six, Holland at seven, and then Zach Edey at eight. And Jalen Wells at nine. Is that the correct order for those two, by the way?
Yeah, with the cloud of the ankle thing hovering over it. But yes. No, if I'm redrafting, I'm definitely still thinking Edey before Wells.
Okay, and what do you think of the general placement of the two in his redraft?
So I think I've said this before. I think Sam Vecenie is really good. I particularly good among sort of national people that I read or listen to. And I think this is solid. I mean, is it exactly what I would do if I did the exercise? Probably not. But I think it's about right. The Wells thing. So Wells at nine. I think the two guys right below Wells were Khalil Ware and Alexander Sarr.
Yep.
I don't know. I find myself always sort of lower on Jalen Wells than other people, even though I really like Jalen Wells.
Right.
I think when you read, I actually did read the Messini stuff on Edie and Wells, and what he says at the end about Wells, I think is exactly sort of what I would have written. I may not have done the same player comp as him, which was Josh Richardson, but he talks about sort of how good Wells already is, but he really questions the upside from there, from where he is already, and I've made that point before. So I don't know if in a redraft I would take Jalen Wells ahead of Khalil Ware and Alexander Sarr, who are like athletic seven-footers who at least seem like they could be really good defensively. Like, I don't know if 5 years from now he's going to be better than those guys, but I might. I think that's the right range. I would not have him higher than that. I might have him one or two spots lower, but I think that's about right. And the Grizzlies took him at 39, so that's pretty good stuff. And Edie, I don't really have a question about.
I think
that's about right.
I suspect the league would take Khalil Ware ahead of Jalen Wells in the abstract, just because of the upside.
Right.
And what's interesting, too, is the words, if you read the words, and I did earlier in the show, the words about Edie are much more glowing that he wrote than the words about Jalen Wells. And really, the two stats that he included were really impressive. Outscored opponents by nearly 10 points per 100 possessions when Morant was playing with Edie. That was an offensive rating of 121. And Edie and Jaren, of course, Jaren helps anyone, allowed 1.9.6 per 100 possessions, which would have been top three in the NBA. I don't know.
No, I feel great about Zach Edey right now if it wasn't for the ankle thing. And I'm a little concerned about the ankle thing, but like other guys have had the same kind of surgery and have been fine. But those other guys weren't 7'4", 300 pounds. So it's sort of a little wait and see on that.
In terms of bigs, had Klingon ahead of him. But interesting, because Khalil Ware and Yves Missi didn't make his top 20. They both look promising, or put up numbers anyway, last year. But still, Edie, do you think that's the right, if you were to do Klingon, Edie, Wells, Ware and Missi, that would have been, is Edie in the right spot in that order?
Yeah, probably so. I mean, there's Sarr, too. He would right behind Ware. Yeah. Sarr and Ware are sort of similar. Sorry, it's just not clear if he's ever going to be good on offense, but it looks like he's going to be really good on defense. Missy's the kind of player who, like, is good for highlights, but has not been good for, like, actual basketball to this point. The Klingon thing, I'm sort of still where I was, like, on draft day. But the more I look at it on draft day, the closer it had gotten to me between Klingon and Edie. Like, Edie just kept moving up the more I looked at him, to the point that, like, you and me were talking about them taking Edie at 9 and that being fine, like, before it happened, right? But I never moved him ahead of Klingon. And I'm still kind of there just because I think Klingon's defensive ability, the idea of Donovan Klingon as an all-NBA level defensive player, to me seems really solid. Like, I wondered at the draft, is he ever going to really score? And I still wonder that. But I think a center who can play all-NBA level defense is really valuable. And so I still really believe in that for Klingon. And so I would have Klingon still ahead, a hair above Edie, especially given the ankle thing. But I do think it's close.
Interesting, some of the guys who did not make his top 20 in this redraft. A couple who were taken, you know, reasonably high. Well, here you go. Rob Dillingham was taken 8th. Jacoby Walter, I don't know where he was taken, but he was in the lottery too. And Cody Williams, none of those guys. But then also, a guy we heard a lot about the day after the draft, Dalton Knecht, also omitted here from his redraft. Any thoughts on any of those four?
Yeah, it was the kind of rookie year that really didn't move me off most of my priors to this point.
Yeah.
Of those guys, I was not high. I was low on Cody Williams and Rob Dillingham. I did not even have them on my list of Grizzlies guys, you know. And a lot of mocks had them taking Cody Williams. I wanted no part of that. I was really skeptical, remained really skeptical about Dillingham's size and him really panning out. Now, Jacoby Walter's a guy I did like. And so, like, we'll see. He didn't have a good rookie year. We'll see what happens from there. And Connect, I'm still kicking myself for putting him on the list. I sort of reluctantly put him at the bottom of my list just based on, okay, like, he can shoot, he can score off the bench, the Grizzlies need guys like this, fine. But I didn't really like him, and I like him less now. And so we'll see. Like, my priors are that Jacoby Walter was the guy among those who I kind of liked. And so I'm not ready to move off of that off of one bad rookie season, but, like, you know, who knows.
All right, Chris, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. We'll talk to him tomorrow once the schedule does drop. On Dalton Connect, Sam Vecini writes, Dalton Connect is another notable omission here. His defense was a mess all season for the Los Angeles Lakers, and the 17th pick didn't look particularly good on offense after the Lakers tried to trade him in the ill-fated Mark Williams deal. It's interesting to me. Sometimes, Jeffrey, I like to fall back on, and I certainly do this in the NFL draft, they're just good at football, right? And so here's the thing. You apply that to Kyle Filipowski, right? He was good at basketball at Duke. Jared McCain, another one. And you're like, look at this. They're both in the redraft. You know, Jared McCain pretty high. They're both top 20 in a redraft, higher than they were actually picked. But Dalton Connect, good at basketball at Tennessee. You know, and
good at offense.
Good at
offense.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
so. See if you agree with me. First off, I want to be very clear. I'm very appreciative of Sam's work. Want to be very clear. I'm less interested in a redraft the year after.
Like, this draft.
Like 3 years. 3 years 100%. Is where I'm way more interested. But I do think it's an interesting exercise.
I think the struggle with the draft. Now, there are things you can see. Guys can pop a year after. Jalen Wells. The fact that he looks like he's a player. That's a meaningful thing to include in a redraft. The problem though is that so much of this, particularly in the NBA, in a bad draft where they're drafted young, you're balancing still upside that we haven't seen.
Yes.
Like, where does Topic go? Like, where does Nikola Topic go? He was drafted 12. Here he goes 14. We've never seen him.
Never seen it. Well, right. We saw him in summer league.
So how do you even know what to do with him? Where do you put that? And then, as I said, how do you figure out Reed Sheppard? Sheppard did not have as good a rookie year as Jalen Wells or Zach Edey.
Not even close.
But you would still probably take him.
Right. If you're redrafting today, I don't have a problem with what he did.
It's a little bit like, yeah. So I mean, it's an impossible exercise, but it's still fun.
Oh, absolutely.
It's still fun. By the way, one other NBA story that we did not discuss at all was Jaren into crypto.
Yes. Right? Well,
so Jaren is endorsing. I don't know if he owns crypto. I presume he does, actually.
I would think he
does. You would think he would. He's the cutting edge kind of guy who would own some crypto, right? And diversify. He's got a lot of money everywhere. He's now a spokesperson for BTCC, the crypto exchange.
Yes. I was not expecting to get an email with the Dateline Lithuania yesterday, but
what's the Lithuanian? The problem that I worry about is if the crypto plunges, is it going to be able to rebound? That was a joke.
Okay.
Let me do it again. Mm-hmm. If this crypto plunges, I'm worried it won't rebound. Ha!
Well, the competing question though is, so the Grizzlies, you know, they've signed with Robinhood for their jersey logo.
Uh-huh.
Robinhood is also an exchange. Now, there's more than just crypto on Robinhood. So I think we're having to come up with is the official stance of if you're a Grizzly, you trade your stocks on Robinhood and then you trade your crypto on BTCC.
I did. What's Paris company?
That would be not an NVIDIA.
I'm having a brain cramp. I did when he bought the
Ubiquity.
Ubiquity. I did, you really, whatever you do, you wish you had bought the Ubiquity when he bought the team.
Mm-hmm.
I had some account that had $700 in it.
Yep.
Like $600 in it. Something not
pretty, right.
I mean, real money. I like $600.
Right. But it was not your savings. It was not your retirement account.
And it was just in some account. And I said, I'll buy some Ubiquity. And that thing's $5,000 now.
There you go.
Or something like that.
Look at you.
So there you go. Buying a little Ubiquity.
And you didn't have to lose your flash drive or whatever John lost that's like
$100,000. John once bought crypto and lost the key or the code, hell it is, and the money's gone forever.
Yeah.
I do give him credit for getting over it. Like he is... He doesn't lament what that $25,000 or $15,000 or whatever it was. But that's a lot of money to just...
No, I mean, it's like, what choice does he have?
Holy smokes. Yeah, what choice does he have? All right, we are going to play Writer Than Write Trivia. We're giving away tickets to James Taylor, man. All you got to do is play honorably. Kevin Cerrito is going to join us on the other side. Snowden Grove Amphitheater.
Indeed, Jeff. It is at Bank Plus Amphitheater right there in Snowden Grove. It is one pair of tickets to go see James Taylor. September the 13th is the show.
All right. Phone number is 445-0929, 445-0929. Taylor Swift is going to release her 12th album on October 3rd. We could take caller number 12, but that's a lot for you to wade through. We'll take caller number 3, October 3rd. Caller number 3. 445-0929, 445-0929. If you want to play Writer Than Right Trivia, we will do that next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Joined now by Kevin Cerrito. Kevin, how are you?
Doing great, Jeff. So can we clarify, James Taylor is your favorite artist or one of your favorite artists?
There's not even close second. Not even close.
I nailed that trivia question yesterday.
The question was,
because I think the promotion says one of your favorite. And I was like, I'm pretty sure it is like number one.
Yeah, there's not even. I don't even know who two would be. Like it's. I mean, I haven't seen Lexi Johnston, who was on with us earlier as our official Taylor Swift correspondent. She saw seven of the Eras shows, which is just insane on three different continents. But I've probably seen double digit James Taylor shows probably in my life, and no one else close. Yeah, no one else close.
If James Taylor was going on the New Heights podcast, would you schedule your day around it?
You know, I don't need to listen to that much James Taylor in terms of him talking, you know?
He's also talked a lot more.
I do find him to be a charming guy, fundamentally. I think and when I last saw him, which was at FedEx Forum a couple years ago, he still sounded like James Taylor. He was not some faded husk of James Taylor. Jeffrey did ask me what my favorite James Taylor song is. Do you have a guess, Kevin? What would be my favorite James Taylor song?
How sweet it is.
No, they just play that. They just play that.
I think it's Brad. Brad has
I don't like Mexico or Steamroller, but I think my favorite is Sweet Baby James. I mean, how can it not be? That's a great. I mean, Fire and Rain is great, but it's a little over. You know, you get a little overdone.
You really don't like the chorus of Mexico?
Mexico would be my favorite.
Really?
The harmonies, everything. It's
really
good.
I like Mexico. Yeah. It's fine.
Mexico.
I like Caroline in my mind. That's great. You know,
that's a good one, too. We've got that one, Music Being Go
Nice.
But
then there's some, like, there's some, there's some, you know, like there's a little song he did earlier called Blossom.
The deep cuts.
That I really like. The deep cuts that I really like. We could make this a James Taylor discussion, but I think we might.
I just wanted to clarify, folks.
Yeah.
We're giving away the tickets all month during the trivia segment. So they've got the promo running, and Brad on the promo says, one of your favorites. And I was like, what?
Yeah,
and
no,
I didn't realize Brad had another favorite.
It's weird that he would include me in the favorites. And I'm sorry that I'm going to be out of town, but I am. When he plays here.
When you missed the golf tournament and now you're getting this James Taylor.
I'm becoming a traveling man. I've become a traveling man in my dotage here. All right.
Yeah, stay at a Hilton. Stay at a Hilton next time. I heard your story. Just stay at a Hilton.
Oh, my God.
Just try that.
There is no Hilton in Greenwood, Mississippi. So
there's got to be a Hampton Inn or something, I think.
To the extent there was, I don't think there's a Hampton Inn in Greenwood, Mississippi either.
We looked. The pickings were slim.
Did you look subsequently?
Yeah.
The pickings are very slim. It's not a But still, this was easily the worst hotel experience I've ever had.
It sounded. Yeah.
So let's play. What's happening with you all? Where have you been of late? What's going on?
Due to popular demand, we're bringing back theme trivia nights. We mentioned we had Harry Potter trivia on his birthday, but we're settling into some themed Third Thursdays. That's themed Third Thursdays. A lot of THs there starting next week. So we have Disney movie trivia next week at select locations. On the third Thursday of the month, we'll have a theme trivia night. The other locations will continue the general knowledge trivia that is also very popular around town. So that starts next week. You can get information on our website, of course, CerritoEntertainment.com. All of them are free to play, I believe. Let's see. Next week's locations for Disney night will be the Huey's at Southwind and Flyway Brewing there in the Edge District. You just pick your place to play. And if you RSVP in advance and show up, must be present to win, you could win some Malco movie passes. So check out all that information at CerritoEntertainment.com. Some passes just for showing up.
Do we have a contestant, Jeff?
We do indeed, Jeff. Craig in East Memphis.
Hello, Craig.
Good morning.
Do you have a favorite James Taylor song?
Not really.
God, you're going to get tickets to go see James Taylor, and you don't even care about James Taylor. My sister
likes him more than you, so she will get the ticket.
Okay. All right. If you play honorably, I think we'll decide whether your sister gets the tickets or not, won't we, Jeffrey?
Well, technically he can decide.
Yeah, if you by playing honorably. All right. Over to you, Kevin. I've had it with Craig. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. If everybody's ready to play, let's get to it, Jeffrey. Okay, your job is to get more right than Jeffrey. If you do, you will win. You'll have the choice of two categories. Whatever you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey. He can steal from you one time and vice versa as we go through the game. Your categories to start, we have around the world or around the U.S.?
Let's go around the U.S.
Around the U.S. Pee-wee's bike from Pee-wee's Big Adventure has arrived at what U.S. national landmark, where it will be permanently displayed in a new visitor center and museum scheduled to open in the fall of 2027.
Wow. I'll say like the dinosaur statue museum.
That's a decent guess. You've definitely seen the film, but that is incorrect.
I saw this, but nothing's coming to me. No steal.
Nothing is coming to you. Well, Pee-wee's bike is famously, of course, it's got to be at the Alamo. It's at the Alamo. All right, we're going to around the world for you, Jeffrey. At more than 2 miles above sea level, Cusco is a famous city in what South American nation? C-U-S-C-O, not Costco, Cusco.
Can't get like a $1.50
Cusco,
hot dog there.
Emperor's New Groove. I'm nearly certain. I'm going to say Peru.
Peru is correct. Jeffrey,
nailed it.
World geography.
Take that, Craig.
Shout out David Spade.
All right. So it's 1-0. Back to Craig.
Yeah, underrated. Can't wait for
whenever
they make the live action Emperor's New Groove at some point.
Without David Spade and Patrick Warburton.
We've got could David Spade be it? He could play the role. Still, all right, we have food or drink now. Food or drink.
Let's go food.
In terms of both sales and number of locations, what is the third largest pizza chain in the United States?
I'll say Pizza Hut.
That is incorrect.
Third pizza largest.
Hut. So let's Pizza Hut in the top two.
What do we think are our first two?
I think Pizza Hut and Domino's.
You think Pizza Hut and Domino's are one and two?
And so I'm not stealing. My guess would be Papa John's.
But he's not. It's not.
I'm not stealing. That's my guess.
Yeah. Your guess. Your non-stealing guess. It's actually Little Caesars.
That's why I was between Caesars and Papa John's. That's why. Yeah.
All right. Sales. That's a good thing.
They've got a lot of Caesars locations. You're prudent. You know, prudent gas stations.
Prudent not to steal. So still 1-0 over to Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, what company, the world's leading fruit juice business, merged with Dole when PepsiCo bought them in 1998? The world's leading fruit juice business. What is the world's leading fruit juice business? It merged with Dole when PepsiCo bought it in 1998.
Okay, I'm pretty sure Tropicana's Pepsi. I'm going to say Tropicana.
Tropicana is correct.
How Jeffrey. The hell did you know that?
Retail. This is
Jeffrey's
my dad used to work for Dole.
True. Okay. Still 2-0. Craig, I have sympathy for you now.
Yeah, that was category selection for Jeffrey. He didn't want Jeffrey to get that question, and he got it, and he got it correct. All right, we got history or science now.
Science.
Science. The human heart has four main chambers: two. Atria, and two of what other that
he's gonna
blood
get this
out
one.
Of the
he's
heart.
Gonna get this one. This one's easy.
Aorta.
No.
Ventricle.
No. Aorta was the answer, and I said no. You're wrong. You're wrong, isn't it, Kevin? Isn't it not correct?
Right. I mean, you quickly said that is not correct. Yeah,
but only after I said no. Jeffrey, don't you agree? I think it's a no, but I can't let you steal because he said it.
Well, I've already stolen.
Oh, and you've already stolen. Yeah, it's ventricles. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Craig. I'm sorry, but that was unfortunate. It's 2-0.
Wait. So, Jeffrey, you did steal already?
Yeah, I stole the.
Wait, no. You saw your steal.
You didn't steal.
He didn't, but we'll just keep it.
I want to let him steal this one.
No.
I won't let him steal this one. Yeah, because he said ventricles.
Yeah, no, that's. I wouldn't. Yeah, no.
But you were going to get it right.
Probably not.
Probably not.
You know Tropicana, but you don't know ventricles?
Yeah, I have a very specific skill set of like retail food. And,
I was going to say.
Yeah.
All right. Over to Jeffrey.
All right. History. Written in 1865 to memorialize the recently assassinated Abraham Lincoln, what poet penned "O Captain, My Captain"?
Oh, God. All right. "O Captain, My Captain."
Not Seuss.
Walt Whitman.
Ah.
Walt Whitman is correct.
Craig seems to think he knew that one.
Yeah, I did.
Easy to say now. I believe you. It's 3-0, though. So that doesn't get you too far. Back to Craig for the final round of regulation.
In honor of the greatest podcast of all time, your category choices here are new or heights. New or heights.
I'll go new.
The New Radicals are widely considered a one-hit wonder, primarily known for what 1998 song? We have another 1998 question here today. The New Radicals are widely considered a one-hit wonder.
I will be stealing, Craig, if you don't get it.
For what 1998 song?
This is embarrassing. I have no idea.
Steal.
I don't know that it's embarrassing. I don't think I have no idea.
One-hit wonders are tough, right?
But Jeffrey seems to not. Okay,
you get what you give.
You get what you give. That is correct. You get what you give.
Right.
The tricky, one-hit wonders, you usually remember remember the song, but it's very hard to remember the artist because they've only had that one hit. So
Craig is doing a good job of trying to get these tickets by proving he's playing honorably because it's 4-0. I'll give you a point, which you can wager. We always like to be able just to enable you
well,
to
Well, I still have a question.
Phone. Oh, so there's more. Is it 4-0?
Jeffrey could get another point.
I've got heights. Holy smokes. Yeah.
Heights for you, Jeffrey. The average height of a horse is approximately 15 of what unit that tends to be reserved for measuring the height of horses? The average height of a horse.
What's weird is what some people know and what other people don't know. Like ventricles and this one are the easiest questions that you have.
I'm assuming it's furlong.
No, it's hands. Oops, sorry.
That's correct.
Craig, did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, thank you. There's an honorable man right there.
I shouldn't insert myself
in this game, but it's just weird.
Some of us didn't live on a farm.
There is that. I don't know how his hand is about as long as a hand, honestly. But that's the measurement of a horse. You measure a horse height in hands.
So it is how many 15, hands? Just hands. Like instead of feet, it's hands.
Instead of feet, it's hands. Yeah. Yeah. It's 15 and 8 feet.
And
hands, yeah.
I got to say, I don't remember when it was, when we officially implemented the play fair rule, but it has really made this game very enjoyable. Right, like, because this could have been a very controversial moment, but
oh yes,
because
the scoring,
because playing fair matters
so
much,
now
it's weighted
it, exactly.
So much.
But it's only 4-0, and so we're going to give Craig a point that he can wager. He can't win, but whatever. We'll play this to the echo of the whistle, the way we always do. What are our final categories? What's our final category?
Anyway, I think they should consider playing fair in the college football rankings, right, for the playoffs going forward. Like, how fair did the teams play? Right. Did they play honorably? And that should factor in. The final category is rhyming answers.
So much for UTSA, huh?
Yeah.
They would get dinged.
Exactly.
No James Taylor tickets for UTSA.
We'd have an all-service academy.
Right.
Playoff.
All right. I'm sorry. I interrupted. That's what I do. That's my show. Go ahead.
Rhyming answers at the final category. Do you want A or B?
B.
B. All right. We're going to... Kleinfeld Bridal is the setting of what reality TV show that has been on the air since 2007? This category is rhyming answers. Kleinfeld Bridal is the setting of what reality TV show that has been on the air since 2007?
It's like, oh, man. I know it, I don't know it. Behind the Bride. Oh, my God. Say yes to the dress.
Say yes to the dress is correct.
It.
I will say yes.
At the buzzer. At the buzzer.
That's a moral victory.
It is a moral victory. That's exactly what it is. It's 5-2, Jeffrey. Jeffrey waged the point, right? Jeffrey,
that's 4-2.
It's 4. Is that 4-2? Is that true?
Jeffrey cannot lose.
He can't lose. But go ahead.
The first of its kind, the Motorola SCR300, was invented in 1940 and was used for telecommunications in World War II. What is this device most commonly known as? The Motorola SCR300.
I'm going to steal if he doesn't get it. So, no blurring. I don't know it, but I'm going to steal.
Rhyming answer.
Wait, you do know it or don't know it?
I do know it.
I think I got it. Walkie-talkie.
Okay, he got it.
He got it. Walkie-talkie. Jeffrey
walkie-talkie.
Wins.
Walkie-talkie. Jeffrey wins. Well, Craig... You did okay. Should we give his sister
Absolutely.
The tickets? All right, fine.
Well, we'll give Craig the tickets, then he can give them to his sister because I don't have his sister's information.
That's
fine. Thank you, Craig.
Thanks for playing. Kevin, where can people find you again? Where can people find where you all will be?
Well, I go to CerritoEntertainment.com. It is Thursday. It's our busiest day of the week. So we started every week with Rider Than Right Trivia. We've got trivia happening tonight at 5 different places, including Flyway Brewing in the Edge District, Evergreen Grill in Midtown, Dan McGinnis in South Haven, Hampline Brewing off of Broad Avenue, Huey's out there by the golf course. And we've also got Music Bingo happening in Cordova, Midtown, and Downtown as well. You can see the full schedule at CerritoEntertainment.com. And, of course, if you're playing trivia over the next week, you're guaranteed to hear at least one of these questions you heard today, so you have a huge advantage for being a loyal listener here to 92.9 FM ESPN.
Thank you, Kev. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you're looking for a new financial institution, Leaders Credit Union would be the place to go. Leaders are having a big fundraiser tonight, and they honor teachers, among other things, because they're good members of the community. But let's be honest. I mean, you want your bank to be a good member of the community, to roll up their sleeves and do good things in the community. But what you really want is great rates, great service, great people, all of that. And that's what we've discovered we have had since we started at Leaders Credit Union, thinking about getting a new mortgage. And Claire's been dealing with that, unbelievably attentive and helpful. And that's what you want from your financial institution. Listen, you can have your bank and it probably has changed name 5 or 6 times, and they nickel and dime you with fees or whatever it is. I would urge you to look at Leaders as an alternative. LeadersCU.com/ESPN. LeadersCU.com bartlett.com/ESPN. You can download the app. You can walk into the Bartlett location. They've got another brand new location in Arlington as well. It is Leaders Credit Union. Tell them I sent you. We got to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that means the music. That means we're out of here. Jeffrey, that was fun. You rolled once again.
Shout out to, you know, we're just trying to get better every single day.
All right. So what's coming up next on 92.9?
Jeffers, what's coming up next? Jason and John Bennett Doyle will join them today. Eric Hastein, Jason Smith join us on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Jeff with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow for Now Work Is Done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.